Let's pray. Thank you, Father, for today. Thank you for your presence with us, for your Holy Spirit that is here always to minister to us. Lord, quicken our mind and our hearts so that we can receive your word and put it to work within us, Lord, that may produce the result that you send it for. And that, Lord, we may come into the understanding to appropriate every good thing that you have done for us. In Jesus' name. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. All right. So we've been talking about, I was here, you know, saying that you are, for lack of knowledge, my people perish. And this is a scripture that many people know, and it's quoted all the time. The thing is, you know, we have to understand the implications. We have to understand how to break through. We already talked quite a bit about it, how that comes about, the fact that it's not a lack of knowledge, the real problem. The real problem is lack of listening and rejecting what the word says. And how that comes about within us. We need to participate. We need to allow the word to have impact on our life by being open to it and by hearing what he's saying. This is what Jesus said in the book of Revelation to all the churches. You know, who has ear to hear, let him hear. And that's really, he was talking about to Christians, to believers, not to people that weren't saved. So the fact that somebody is a believer doesn't mean that he's going to be listening necessarily. And his people are people that should be believers. Okay, so the idea is the fact that often people that should know better don't know. Huh? And because they don't know, they get themselves in trouble. They are destroyed. Okay, that's not God's plan for us. Amen. He wants us to prosper and be in health even as our soul prospers. But our souls has to prosper, and that means, you know, that there is a component that we play in be able to receive from God the things that he has done for us. Okay? Now, what I'm going to be focusing now is, and we saw that already, and he said, you know, because you rejected my words, you know, because you rejected me, I am rejecting you. Okay? Now, we shouldn't do that. It's pretty evident that, you know, there has to be a part in us that is willing to receive from God and is open to hear, open to listen. Desiring, you see, there has to be a desire inside us, a seeking to know the truth, not to be pulled by other things that generally can operate in our hearts. We have to be open to receive from God. Amen. See, the openness and the seeking is, and not just for people who don't know, you know, the so-called seeker-friendly approach to things. I'm not talking about that. Okay? I don't believe in seeker-friendly approaches. You have to say the truth. Amen. Not just half the truth. Okay? You have to say what the way it is, the way the word says, not try to cover it up and sweeten it up so that, you know, people don't get anywhere. We need to deal with the truth. Is the truth that set us free. Amen. You see, this is what God talking about, you know, and the knowledge, you know, lack of knowledge of what? Of the truth. Okay? Not other men's ideas. Okay, so how to overcome the ignorance or the lack of truth in our life? Well, receiving the truth is, you know, the word receiving there is always the same in the Bible. It's lambano, which means to grasp on, to take, to appropriate. You know, there is a act of violence in a way that we had to operate with to overcome the resistance. okay, and to hold it on. So we have to understand that we often believers have funny ideas that they get from parts of the scriptures, and they use it against themselves. Like, for example, you know, they often quote this scripture from the Old Testament, you know, ears, I am not seen nor ear heard, and not entered in the heart of man the things which God has prepared for those who love him. So because you can't get them, then you're there and not be able to get anywhere. Well, then, you know, the old Bible doesn't mean anything. If that's true, the implication is that you got the problem. Okay, because Paul quotes that in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9, and but it says, you know, but just in the verse following verses, but God revealed. So if he revealed, that means he's not anymore hidden.
Amen.
See, the truth is that the truth is revealed to us.
Amen.
But we have to hold on to the truth. See, the bath means pretty clearly that everything that was said before doesn't apply to us. We should know the truth.
Amen.
Because when we know the truth set us what?
Free. Free.
That's right. So we have to understand that. And so the fact that we cannot say, well, the things of God are too high for us to know. God's Holy Spirit is being put inside us so that we can get the things of God.
Amen. Amen.
So that we don't have to be there wondering about the truth. This is the way we get free. Now, you know, there could be resistance within us because of some of the things, ideas, or some of the bondages that we have, but that doesn't matter. You know, if we are open, you know, the word is very clear, seek and ye shall find.
Amen.
So the thing is, we have to, it's a bit more involved than that, and we're going to see that. But the idea is that we can break through any resistance. Because the Holy Spirit is inside us.
Amen.
If the Holy Spirit is inside us, there is a purpose for him to be there.
Amen.
He's not there to take a ride. He's there to set us free. He's there to guide us into all truth. He's there to empower us, to enable us, to teach us, to do all those things that is going to be bringing us into freedom.
Amen.
And bring us to the truth. That is why it's called also the Spirit of Truth. All right? So, let's continue here. So, but God has revealed, and that means, you know, unveiled, you know, them to us through his Spirit. So you can see the importance of the Holy Spirit being in us. Not just, you know, the question of being born again, but being, you know, is filled with power, the power of the Holy Spirit. You're having the experience of being filled with the Holy Spirit so that the Holy Spirit can manifest his strength and his power within us to set us free.
Amen.
Okay, and we have to seek that. See, but it says, then continues here in verse 10 there, so for the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. So it is the Spirit in our spirit that is searching, that wants to reveal to us. He's God anyway. So he knows the things of God. And so he's working and wants to reveal those us things. So there is a question of the passage between our spirit, okay, his spirit and our spirit that are really one together. And our soul, which is the part that is going to give us the understanding.
Amen.
And though there is that communication there that has to be established and has to be open. Okay? That's where the doors sometimes are closed. See, this is what Jesus was knocking at the door. You know, wasn't knocking from the outside, the way he's represented in the pictures. You know, he's knocking from the inside because Jesus is inside us if you are born again.
Amen.
He was talking to believers, not to unbelievers. Are you following me?
Yes.
All right. So, for it says, you know, verse 11, for man, what man knows. The word there, knows, is actually in Greek, is ideo, which actually means to see. See, it's not just a question of, there is, we talked about knowledge. Knowledge, you know, Nosko has to do with experiential knowledge. But here is not the knowledge that way, is knowledge of being able to perceive, to be able to see things. So that is what's talking about here, okay? So first you have to see it, then you experience it. All right. So for one man knows the things of men except the spirit of man which is in him. Even so, no one. No one except the spirit of man which is in him. Even so, no one knows the things of God except the spirit of God. Okay? Now, we have received, and that's the key part. See, we have to understand our starting point. We have to understand our position, because our expectations are going to be determining where we're going to go, what we expect to happen. If we expect nothing, nothing is going to happen. But when we start understanding where we stand, when we understand that we have received it already, and maybe we haven't completely understood certain things, and there are some things that need to be overcome, but yet we have received it. So we can rely on his presence there to be able to get where we want to go. Okay? So we have received not the spirit of the world, but the spirit who is from God. Can you say that we have received?
We have received
the spirit
who is from God.
Not from the world. Okay, we have to understand that. And we have to take a position about that. And we have to reject, we have to discern, we have to be able to see that and to be able to discern and reject the spirit of the world and accept the spirit of God.
Amen.
Okay? So, so that the spirit from God, that we may know, that we may know the things that have been freely given to us. Hallelujah. See, they have been freely given to us, that we may know them. We can expect that to happen.
Amen.
See, we have to start believing that God can speak to us, can reveal himself to us, can reveal us the truth, so that we can be free from the things that are hindering us in any way. And when we found some hindrance, some blockages, some things, then we had to take the position and know that we can break those things, because otherwise we give them power to stay there.
Amen.
See, our position has to be a position of victory, because Jesus conquered the devil.
Amen.
So if he conquered the devil, he passed on the victory to us, so that he didn't need to conquer the devil for himself. He just got him before. He did it for in our behalf. So if he did it in our behalf, we have to expect that we can benefit from what he did, and his victory is our victory.
Amen.
But we took that by faith. We took that by believing what he did for us. Amen?
Amen.
All right. Now, that we may know the things that have been given freely to us by God. Hallelujah. And says, you know, in these things, verse 13, we also speak not with words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. Hallelujah. But the natural man, and this is what we have to really understand, and this is what has to be a guidance for us in terms of knowing what to do in certain situations. Okay, but the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God. So don't try to get somebody that is in the world to understand certain things, because he can't receive them. See, there has to be a starting point there. They had to be receiving before the starting point, which is really receiving Jesus, so that they can receive the Holy Spirit inside them. Okay? So, cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Okay, this is talking about you don't get it by analysis. You don't get it by, you know, trying to figure it out. You get it by revelation. You see, the Holy Spirit is the one that wrote this word in the first place, the one that spoke the truth in the first place. He's the one that has to reveal it to you. And so if you don't go through the Holy Spirit, you are never going to get it. This is why you get people with PhD in theologies, that they know all the scriptures and they don't do anything with it because they are not even saved. See, it's the work of the Holy Spirit, not the work of our mind. Christianity is not a mental exercise. See, that's the problem with training people in Christianity. Most of the university and things, they try to teach you things in your mind. See, that's the thing we want to do differently here. We want to do in such a way that you are activated in your spirit. So that you get the truth, and the little true bit of truth that you get is much more powerful than, you know, lots of knowledge that doesn't do amount to anything. Amen. Are you still with me?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Spiritually discerned. Can you say spiritually discerned?
Spiritually discerned.
Hallelujah. But he who's spiritual judges all things. Yet he himself is rightly judged by no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he should instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. It doesn't say we will have the mind of Christ. It says we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
I mean, it's sinking in. I mean, are you getting what I'm getting? Okay, let's say it together. I have the mind of Christ. Praise the Lord. Okay, but, you know, to the degree that you have revelation of the truth, you have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
All right? So you have to be seeking for that. You had to be seeking to have the revelation. You had to be seeking to know the truth. You had to be seeking. See, there is no other way to get the truth. You see, truth is not in science. Science, I was a scientist. I was looking for the truth, and I couldn't find it. But when I met Jesus, I know now I have the truth.
Amen.
Okay? Why? Because the truth is not mental. I mean, science can talk about facts, but facts can be this way today and they're different tomorrow. Okay? The truth is eternal.
Amen.
It never changes.
Amen.
By Jesus' stripes, you were healed.
Amen.
Doesn't matter your symptoms you have on. When you let the truth work, then it manifested in your body.
Amen.
And the truth become your reality.
Amen.
Instead of the physical reality you're in.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. So, you know, science has only theories. The Word of God gives you the truth. Okay? But, you know, the Word of God in itself is not even enough. Because, what I said before, you have people that study the word, but they're not born again. They have no revelation. They are no, you know, they can quote scripture better than myself or many of the other people, you know, but they cannot heal a fly. Why? Because there is no Holy Spirit. Okay? That one makes the difference. So the idea is that, you know, there is a critical element there that is connected with the truth. Is to add the truth is to make the difference, but to seek for the truth is what makes you get it.
Amen.
Okay? Hallelujah. You know, people study philosophy to find the truth. Well, I'm sorry, philosophy is like, you know, you're trying to pull yourself up from your bootstraps. How can you do that? All right? It's no way. I mean, your own reasoning is not going to get anywhere. It has to come from on high. You have to have revelation. That's the way Jesus worked. That's the way Paul worked. That's the way the other apostle worked. That's the way the prophet works. You know, and they understood only up to a certain point at that time. Hallelujah. But we got the Holy Spirit.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah. See, Jesus said, I am the truth, the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. You know, and the verse after, if you had known me, you would have known my Father also. For now on you will know him, have seen him, because you have seen him.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
So the idea is that we have to understand. See, Jesus is the truth because Jesus is the Word, and the Word is the truth.
Amen.
The two things go together. So they are, you see, you want to get the truth, get the Word in you, and get the revelation of God, the Holy Spirit in you, so that brings the truth to the surface.
Amen.
And you can grasp it, even with your own soul, within your own mind.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, Jesus dealt with that issue when he was dealing with the Pharisees. You know, in Matthew chapter 15, verse 7 says, you know, hypocrites, well did Isaiah prophesy about you, saying, these people draw near me with their mouth, but and honor with their lips, but their heart is far from me. And in vain they worship me, teaching doctrines and the commandment of men. You see, that's the idea. That's what makes a difference. I mean, teaching doctrines of men and commandment of men get you nowhere. It sounds pious, sounds, you know, religious, but that's exactly what it is. Okay? Hallelujah. So we had to see what, so one of the things we had to do is to pray. To pray for, you know, God for revelation. Oh, here it is. Yeah, stop here. Okay. I mean, we had to go to God, opening ourselves up to receive revelation from the Holy Spirit and seeking that with our heart. See, that's where revelation comes. It doesn't come to the mind, it comes from the heart. That's why, you know, God deals with the heart more than the mind.
Amen.
So man, time, our mind can be mixed up and may have wrong ideas, but when our heart is right, he is able to get in and to reveal to us things so that our mind gets straightened up.
Amen.
Praise God. Okay? In Ephesians chapter 1, talks about that, and Paul describes that, you know, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Can you say, the spirit of wisdom and revelation?
The spirit of wisdom and revelation.
In the knowledge of him. You see, that's what brings about. You see, it's not just a logical thing that you get. It's a spiritual understanding that enables you to understand spiritual things that cannot be understood. Their foolishness to the fleshy man. See, you cannot. See, your philosophy, your thinking, your logic is based on thinking that is determined by the things you learn through your senses. your senses are going to be limited in terms of be able to figure out spiritual things because they don't make sense spiritually, physically from your senses. They contradict your senses. I mean, by your stripes, you were healed and the person is sick. And you say, no, you were healed. I mean, your mind says, how can you grasp, that? Can't get it. But your heart can get it. And when your heart get it, you get healed. When you got your heart get it, you can pray for somebody else and the person gets healed. See, I remember when I got saved, not ages ago, and I was trained as a scientist. And you try to be logical that way. I mean, that's all it is. Huh? And I had to put my logic on a shelf and says, I'm going to believe everything like a little baby. And I'm going to believe God and what he said. And I went to the Word. You see, unfortunately enough, the Holy Spirit spoke, you know, the experience I had at the beginning was powerful. And I changed my way of looking at things. And I sent me to the Word. And I start reading to the Word, you know, even if I didn't understand it. And it was tough at the beginning, I'll tell you. But I had to put everything that I had learned and studied for years on the shelf to accept what the Word was saying at face value. Amen. It took some time, but as time went by and the Holy Spirit could work through things because I was seeking, then what happens is I start getting the spirit of wisdom and revelation and understanding things that, you know, I didn't find anywhere else. It would have taken a long time for anybody to even tell me. Anyway, see, if he did it with me, he can do it with anybody. Because, you know, I was trained against that. I was trained to work in a different way. I had to untrain myself to learn to work in the spiritual way. And when I finally did that, after years of that taking place, now I can use my mind to work out things, but not to work them out, to put them together in a way that is comprehensible, maybe for somebody else. But still, they had to get the Holy Spirit, give them revelation because I cannot do it myself. Amen. See, because I'm going to communicate, you know, partially. Well, there are ways to communicate spiritually too, let's face it. But, and we try to do that. All right. But, you know, it's not necessarily logical. Amen?
Amen.
All right. So, yeah. The eyes of our understanding being enlightened, verse 18, Ephesians 1:18, that we may know what is the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saint. Can you say his inheritance?
His inheritance.
That means something you're going to inherit in the saints, so you are a saint. I mean, if you accepted Jesus, you are a saint. So he's there to reveal that to you. Hallelujah. And you had to seek, you know, them. That's what makes the difference. Okay? You had to want it badly, more than air. So when you do that, you get results. When you do that, you see the difference in your life. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. And what is the exceeding greatness of his